Spoilers ahead, fuck nuts.
I know that I've lived a relatively comfortable life.
Stop! Lucy!
You need to go home. Vault dwellers are an endangered species. I do not think you would be willing to do what it takes to survive up here. If you insist on staying, then you will have to adapt.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to see tomorrow unless I see it with
you. Tomorrow, so they say, will be a lovely day. A bright new sun will suddenly break through. But I don't want to see tomorrow unless I see it with you.
I grabbed a moldy one.
Two pos in a pod. Why the fuck are we doing Star Wars though?
Wow, that was baked.
Definitely we'll use that too
for the,
good.
We'll use that for the fucking Star, the next Star Wars thing.
Yeah. The next Star Wars review.
In the Star Wars review. Get copyright strike because it's so close. Wow, you can't even
it's
like
different.
Sing it anymore.
It's different.
Fuck. You've been can't.
Those exact keys we
Disney,
own.
You can't sing the Happy Birthday song anymore. You can't sing the Star Wars song. I don't care
what?
If you're humming
Did
it.
They actually say that? That
what? No.
Yeah, the they
happy
own
birthday?
That. Yeah.
You can't
Are you serious?
Yeah, they've owned that for a while.
What?
Yeah.
I thought that was just a fucking regular song. How the fuck did they
how
own
they,
that song?
How, who?
What fucking movie did that come from?
I don't know. Well, should we look
what?
Into it?
Is this going to become an Omnicast episode? Where we just start going through the stuff that's
Jamie,
not
pull that
about
up.
Fallout?
Pull that up, Leon. Leon, pull that up.
It might be better for one of us to do it on our phones, because my fucking laptop, half the time the internet just goes in and out.
Yeah, I know that shit.
Well, let's save it for a different time. let's stay focused on the topic at hand.
That deserves its own
that
whole discussion.
It, yeah.
Disney.
Check it out on the next episode of Omnicast next Saturday at 9.
Oh.
Maybe.
Only on the Pope.
Maybe.
Only on
Grill TV.
So we're recording?
Yeah, we've been recording. Yeah.
Nice. Yep.
These have been to trials.
Half the time I don't know anymore if we're recording or not recording.
It seems
I do
to be
that
a
to, I used to do
trend.
That to Silas all the time where I would just start it and he'd be like, oh?
You know, you always get the best stuff when you don't know you're being
trolled. Right?
Yeah.
Well, Pose, welcome to Spoiled It. We're back, and this week we're reviewing Prime Video's Fallout show. This has been a very anticipated one, I think, for a lot of people. Probably one of the most anticipated shows just in general this week, basically, right? Or this
most
year, basically,
this
right?
Week.
Not this week, Jesus, obviously.
Yeah, no shit.
But this whole year, I would say this is probably one of the big ones.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been I mean, I've been hyped about it, but I'm also a fan of Fallout, so that's not new for
me.
Yeah. It's had people from worried to excited, so many emotions.
I mean, I was going in it with low expectations, and without saying too much right off the bat, you know, I was pleasantly surprised.
Oh, it's honestly, the whole first episode, I think, is like a great introductory to this whole universe. If you're like a longtime fan, I think it does a really good job of like making you realize, okay, they are being faithful to this property.
Lots
if you're even someone new, because we watched it with a bunch of us the other night, with people that aren't really maybe as into Fallout either,
right?
And they loved it,
you
know. So they do a really good job of, I think, straddling that line, which you kind of have to do when you make an adaptation. Half the time, the way I view it now is just like, how badly are they going to fuck this up? You know, like, are they going to, it's almost not a matter of like, are they going to make changes? Cause you know, they're going to do
it's
that.
How bad.
It's how badly are they going to do it, and how badly are they going to fuck it up? You know? And I think with this, they do, they make changes, and maybe some of them are kind of like, oh, that kind of contradicts the canon of the game or something, but all of it works. I think within the context of the show, there's not like anything cringy or anything that's like bad. It works within the context of this show. You know, like if you're someone, like I said, that hasn't seen this show or seen the franchise before through the games, you could watch this show, and to them, they're not going to see anything that was, you know, contradicting like plot that they love or or the games that they love. So I do understand some of the fans' frustrations with that sort of stuff, but I honestly see how much love they put into this too, and like wanting to like please the fans.
There's a lot in this that screams the Fallout universe. From the dark, witty humor, to, you know, just some of the insane kills that they show, like, you know, and just all the references that they lay out in front of us. The props,
so
the costumes, the coloring, the vibrancy of the world. I feel like they've just absolutely nailed the Fallout universe down in a show. And
Totally.
It's tough too, because I've, you know, for so long we've had to resort to watching, you know, like fan made stuff. Which
yeah,
has
what was that
been,
one that was it like Machinima or something that did it?
I think it was maybe I forget the name.
Nuka Break or something, right?
West something. Productions, I forget the
was
name.
Was it
Nuka
Break or something?
It was called
like
Nuka
that?
Break.
Yeah,
yeah,
that was
the
pretty
name
good
of that
though.
Show. That it ran for 2 seasons and it was on YouTube.
Because they had a kind of low budget for that, but they did a good job with what they had.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah,
this is something that the Amazon Prime show actually has a good budget to it.
If you ever saw the behind the scenes for that, they actually drove themselves all the way up to the Mojave Desert to film it. And
yeah, because it was kind of New Vegas more inspired,
right? Yeah,
yeah,
it was more New Vegas inspired, and I remember seeing in the behind the scenes they had the props were actually kind of melting because of the heat.
Damn.
Hey, you know what? That kind of just fits the atmosphere anyway, a bit more, I'd say.
Shit.
It was the nukes that melted it.
Yeah.
All of our shit's fucked.
But with all that aside, you know, I think that the Amazon budget really did a number for the show. Like, it helped in a lot of ways.
Oh, totally.
The visuals, you know, from the wide shots.
This is like an HBO show or something where it has, like,
where you get to see the
actual
world.
Production quality. Like, just seems cinematic and seems like a movie almost. But
so well.
Oh, I'm glad they didn't make it a movie, because then they would have forced it down to, like, 2 hours or 2.5. And
yeah, this is one of those shows
tell
you
its
need,
full
like,
story.
You need a full series for this type of for the Fallout universe. You
not to mention the soundtrack
being
just so spot on to
right?
what we've heard in the games.
So many callbacks
to
the radios.
From the radios
all the songs,
and all the songs that you would listen to while, you know, patrolling the Mojave. The you know, when you would turn off your radio and you would walk through a building and the OST would get super dark and menacing and metal.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, whoa. Very industrial sounding and like remnants of ancient history.
I was also just laughing my ass off at them
echoing.
Just take pissing the shit out of that one radio station that has the shitty violin music and everything like that. Just them ragging, like, so you like this stuff? Yeah.
Yeah, the fiddler.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, I'm like, that is, they you know it's a person that knows the fan base if when they talk about how much people hated that station.
Poor Thaddeus.
It did seem like there was a lot of like fans that actually played the games that were making this.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm.
Kind of like I was telling you about. I was saying with Mac, the character Maximus, mm-hmm. Who's played here by Aaron Moten, who's kind of like a new actor. I haven't really seen him in anything else. Have you guys?
What is his name?
Aaron Moten.
Who does he play again?
Maximus.
Oh, yeah. No, I've never seen that guy around before. He was really good in it.
I thought he was good. He was one of my favorite. He's kind of like a fucking goofball, yeah, honestly. He is. Like, he's kind of this coward, but then, like, you see, like, kind of he has this goofy side to him, too, where he's just kind of a kleebock.
I wouldn't call him a coward.
No, he was, like, at like, the start, though, like in his own way, where, like, he just... I don't know. I feel like he just failed like those speech checks, basically.
Yeah,
like,
what
he did fail a lot of speech checks.
He just didn't know how to really, like, he was innocent, but he didn't know how to like.
He was like level five, looking guilty as brand fuck. New to the world. He wasn't ready to like, you know.
Which is kind of funny because I had the vibe that he had like a weird sociopathic tendencies in the very beginning, where
like
he was like,
evil or something.
Not exactly evil, but more like I could definitely see like how he wants to be a good guy, but then there's moments where he's like.
You're talking about with that razor blade in the shoe or whatever? Like whether
I didn't think
he
was ever,
did that or not.
I'm not sure if that was ever him.
I was wondering that at first, though, where I was like, did he do that?
No, I don't think he did that.
But
Well, because they brought up that whole question of like, did he do it or whatever? And I was like, I don't think he did, but like, are they going
smart enough to do that?
I was like wondering if they were going to go in that direction. But, like, okay, is he just like someone we're not supposed to trust almost? Like, and he's.
What I mean by that is he had moments where he was like, he would just stare at something, like almost like in just, it would almost be like he's just blanking out during certain choices, like, or even whether it's killing that paladin. The knight he was squiring for, and I'm like, I'm not gonna lie, the guy had it coming.
He seemed pretty hard-headed, and like, you know, he just seemed like he was very like fight first, ask questions later, or like, you know, let his anger get the best out of him, you know, lose control kind of.
Yeah, there are moments where it felt like he was losing, but then he gets better as the series goes too.
Wouldn't say that honestly. He went after a dude in a power armor suit thinking he was gonna do something.
Stupidity doesn't make up for what
I feel like he didn't grow in that front at all, but that's fine.
I want power armor. I want that badass power arm. I feel like it was, like I said, like people played the game though, because like it was kind of like me, like when I played Fallout 4, I was like, I want that power armor. Fuck yeah. Like trying to get it instantly. That was like that character. He was like, I want that power armor. I'm going to let this guy die. Taking that power armor.
Give the fusion core back to the community, but.
But I want it for my suit.
Put
my suit.
Dude, like I said, and that's why I brought it up to you guys, where it's like the three main characters, him, the Ghoul Goggins, and what's her name?
Lucy.
Lucy. The best
Lucy. Would you like Goggins. To talk? Both, like, would you like to talk about what some of the other characters like them? Would you like to talk about Lucy or?
Well, I mean, like
Ghoul Goggins.
Like I said, the three main characters felt like the three different playthroughs with Karma that you would do, which I was talking to you guys earlier, where, you know, Ghoul Goggins evil, the Maximus is neutral, and then Lucy would be. The good,
that's what I thought.
Which was showing since the beginning. She is too pure for that world. That was for sure. And good thing, but she adapts. But it's just kind of funny. Just
I didn't like
her
that
going,
character, like just how
okie
how much she just wasn't ready for that world, you know. And it was really cool to see them do that. Like, I actually loved all the stuff they did with the Vault 33 in this, and just the vaults.
Yeah, the vaults in general. I mean, they really dive deep into the Vault-Tec lore, which I wasn't expecting them to do, and it paid off really well.
Yeah,
because that was probably the coolest part of this entire show.
And that it's all part of like the universe. Yeah. It's not like with the Halo and some of these other things where they're, or even the Last of Us show, which was amazing. But like they were like they're their own thing, you know.
I did.
This is part of the universe, so it's really cool that, like, even though it's just like even the Marvel movies now, like, you're gonna have things that are gonna contradict other movies' plot things, and people are always gonna be like, well, if you guys did this in this new Avengers movie, doesn't that mean that this past thing doesn't make sense now or whatever?
I mean, there are moments of that, like, I guess that other squire who apparently is a ghoul now. I guess he's going to make his descent to being ghoul, they're saying.
Oh, yeah. What was the deal with that? It was like some... That dude who was fucking chickens gave him that or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, the
chicken
yeah,
fucker the gave him that. Yeah, fucker. I forgot. But the I guess
that's
that
his name.
Chicken fucker made him a ghoul.
I'm just gonna call him chicken fucker. Yeah.
Made him a super ghoul.
That's just what he.
That guy fucked my chickens, man.
It's an easier name than remember.
Maximus just saves a chicken fucker without realizing it.
Just mentally sighing to myself.
I hope you learned your lesson, man. I'm okay now, but the dude just fucked my chickens.
so he's just ridiculous.
Did you guys like all three of the main characters, though? Like, because we also
think there was a character I didn't like
in this entire show.
In this entire show, yeah. Honestly, I feel like every character played their part extremely well.
There's not really like an annoying character or anything. Or if there is, like that's like the vault people, and they're kind of supposed to be annoying with how naive they are. Really or something. Cool,
and I think I want to give the show extreme props for is the fact that a lot of the background characters were also really cool.
Oh yeah,
like you feel like you know. A lot of background like characters it's an NPC. Can feel like they fall into the, you know...
But like a random NPC natural, you would run into.
You know, like they blur into the background and they become nothing. But like these characters kind of stood out, and if you watch it again, they're all telling their own kind of story. Yeah,
they all look like they belong there. They all look like they're doing their own thing.
All of the... Like, every character in this story has just totally killed it. And like some of the lines too, like, get that ghoul!
Get that ghoul!
You know, like...
I loved Walton Goggins in this.
Oh, he was... Ghoul,
as I said, Ghoul Goggins.
Ghoul Goggins.
Lucy and Ghoul Goggins were definitely the top two best characters in the show for me, I feel like.
Yeah.
So same with Norm, Rico, or...
he was kind of like a hidden main character.
Norm was
Moses Arias, who's actually, if a lot of people, I don't know if they'll remember him from Hannah Montana, who played Rico, right?
Yeah.
This guy, we haven't seen this kid in anything, and then he just pops up in this.
He was phenomenal.
And you think he's going to be in like the first episode only, and then they end up having this whole story with him like throughout the whole series. Yeah, he's literally... After the main three we just listed, they were on all 8 episodes. He was in 6 out of 8 of the episodes, but Norm. He was in it the most out of anyone besides those three.
He plays
a really important part in this.
Oh, he's uncovering a lot of
because after
the
Lucy leaves Vault 33, he basically is uncovering like these mysteries with the vaults and everything.
Yeah. What was the saying that they had for their vault? Like, what was it? Something in doubt, vote 31 or something like that. They're making that reference. So
Something about 31, all
their
right?
All their good overseers are from Vault 31, so people just vote for them.
Yeah. It's a really good slogan. You're really good at, like,
I wish I could remember the slogan. Sheet.
It's a good slogan, okay? Just don't get it.
Bro. You don't understand.
You guys are all brainwashed.
They were just so too wholesome for their own good. It's from their breeding projects,
you know,
man.
And I feel like the buildup of what was in 31 was done really well. You know, after seeing what happened in 32 and, you know, piecing together that, you know, it wasn't just the Raiders. There was a lot more going on in that vault beforehand. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like the buildup to what was in 31 was done extremely well, too. You know, it had me on the edge of my seat the whole time. Like, what is in there?
And the big reveal of it was Bud the whole time.
Yeah, it's Bud.
But I like how... Dude, I feel like Voltig was just chipped him so much on, like, well, let's just make him a brain and put him on a Roomba. I don't really want to pay for a Mr. Handy robot or anything to put him in.
Yeah.
We're just going to give him a Roomba.
Yeah, bro didn't... Bro didn't luck out.
Got fucked over.
Totally got fucked over.
I'm surprised he's not... To tell you the truth, I'm surprised he's not, like, more insane...
Oh yeah,
despite being just he's been a brain. He's the only one who can't go to sleep. He's like, yeah, I wish I could go to sleep. I can't. I get a brain in a jar and a Roomba.
And I love that too, because that just, again, it just hits a spot for the Fallout universe.
Yeah, it feels like something they would do. They just did a shitty budget on this poor guy.
Yeah.
Now he's just stuck as this.
Everybody has their own story in the wasteland, and it always ends in... nothing good.
Yeah, man. It looks like Norm might be taking a bit of a sleep, too, maybe, for a little while. And his dad's.
I have a theory that that might not be the case.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I feel like they're trying to lead us down that direction to think that
he's gonna go in a pod.
He's gonna go night night.
But I feel like that there's more to that vault that he hasn't seen yet. That
he's just gonna keep exploring,
And find something else that's gonna lead him, you know, to a better result than cryogenically freezing himself until someone finds him.
It's a big possibility, especially since the dude, as we've seen, is like the hacker type of guy where he's just.
He's too smart for his own good. All he really knows is computers. That's not a good option.
I'm like, this is the guy who puts all his goddamn stat points in just intelligence.
But those shows, they know what they're doing, too. Like, that's what they leave us off with. It's like, okay, that's his only option now. And it's like, okay, well, shit. And then they don't come back to it.
I wish I could start a game with Lucy's stats. She just was apparently good at everything in the beginning. Or, like, what was it? She was like, I'm a good handy repair man. I know how to use my guns. I'm like, damn, I wish I was this good.
Yeah. Very skilled and everything.
She's just socially sucks. Yeah. She just really sucks.
Charisma is just like, you know.
She sucks at knowing what else is outside the vault type of thing.
And, you know, that's partly because of being a vault dweller, you know. They have no fucking clue what's going on out there.
It's like she said when she got up there, she's like, I don't know what happened.
In the last 200 years.
Yeah, exactly. I know what happened before that.
He was like, dude.
Which you guys probably don't know as much now, but.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny, like, what they know or was taught is useless to them now, but is kind of important, but then no one up there knows it.
Yeah.
But then they don't know what is going on up there, even, you know?
Right.
I do think what they were getting at when they were, like, Lucy was going after all the things she's really good at, I think they're referencing all the stat, like, things that you can put in, because they're going, like, over gymnastics for dexterity, repair for intelligence. She's just I'm like, this feels like it's just naming off all these, like, subtle ways of saying somebody, she has points and all these things and strength and all this.
It's probably definitely that. They literally had the hacking in this from the game.
Oh, my God.
They had the stim pack.
Most unrealistic part. He got it in the first guess.
They had Jet.
They had it all.
They had so many things in this.
It is actually kind of cool just seeing them use Jet like an inhaler.
The way
actually
that they did stim packs in this and, like, everything, you know, like, how they showed it just, like, magically healing you.
Mm.
Like, you get stabbed. Stim pack. Your dog gets stabbed. Stim pack. You know, you fight a fucking radioactive bear. Give me a fucking stim pack, you motherfucker.
Don't forget the Radaway. We were able to see how the Radaway is literally just an IV in the when Lucy had the radiation poisoning.
And when Goggins was in the ground,
yeah,
he had Radaway just like draining into his little or whatever it was. I'm pretty sure it's Radaway.
I thought it was like that stuff or that the ghouls need. Just to make sure it didn't go feral.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the first episode to this, though. I think that might be my favorite out of any of them.
I think the first and the last episode, and also the fourth episode with the Super Duper Mart,
was definitely one of my favorite episodes.
Dude, like when she was selling him, I'm like, oh boy, what is this, like Paradise Falls with the slaves?
Yeah.
And next thing you know, it's just Mr. Handy, like, here to help.
Ghoul Goggins was a fucking dick in this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of respected that they just made him a straight up evil play. Yeah,
evil
playthrough, basically.
Yeah, just the evil.
But then you find out it's apparently an organ harvesting thing. It's like, where she's like, I thought you were going to use me as a sex slave. And he's like, oh, disgusting. No, I'm just going to harvest your organs. What?
Yeah.
Just fucking knocks it.
Get ready. Don't worry. Oh. It's nothing that bad.
And then the two, like, what looked like this two stoners just on a couch watching
TV
all
day. Yeah, I don't even know how those fucking guys have survived so long.
Yeah.
It's like Corey and Trevor, basically.
Yeah. Goofballs.
It's like, what the fuck?
The customer is asking for 60 vials.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me check.
And Ghoul Goggins just found an unlimited supply of fucking the, like, shit that keeps him from going feral.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
What even is that stuff?
I don't actually remember that being in the actual lore.
I don't think it is.
That stuff?
I don't think so, no.
It's like Zombrex for ghouls, basically, to keep them from going feral.
That's what's in the show.
That's kind of interesting, though. I kind of like that, though.
Yeah.
It is an interesting
concept.
I did like it, yeah.
I didn't think it was bad, honestly. I thought they adapted
it. It's like I said, it's almost
really
like, you know, Dead Rising. It's like Zombrex, like, where...
But again, in a world of, like, chems and, you know, all
these
types of
things... No, I'm saying,
like,
it works.
It works.
Like, it works.
No, I'm not arguing.
Because there's that whole... It's already established there's that whole feral aspect, so it's
actually,
like, well,
know,
how does that happen?
Wasn't there something like that in Fallout 3 in Megaton with one of the buildings? There was, like, a ghoul... that you could try healing or something. I thought that, I swear to God, there was some kind
of I can't remember.
Like
it's been too long.
Vaguely established in the game. Like, I feel like it's one of those things we talked about, like maybe it's a slight lore difference thing, but it's almost like, but they never had something in place like, why is it that there's ghouls where some go feral, and why is it that there's some
in the
that,
lore? Basically, what the ghoul processing is it's a mix between, like, besides radiation poisonous, it's also a bit of leprosy and also a bit of rabies all mixed together. Mm. And basically, as some insinuate, the more radiation even a ghoul gets, over the years, or sometimes like that, sometimes they just go feral. Sometimes it just results into that thing if they get a little bit too much exposure.
But I feel like it doesn't really hurt it.
For too long.
It doesn't really hurt it, though, I feel like, because it's still, because someone could be
This is fine.
Yeah.
Honestly, the ghoul plotline has, I think, sometimes had some.
Someone could be like, is there a way to avoid that, though, you know?
Right.
When it's bounced between the different lores of Fallout, the ghoul lore has kind of changed at times.
Okay.
It's like some parts of them saying they need clean water, such as Necropolis in the original games, where they needed a. They actually need clean water originally. Uh-huh. Then later ones kind of insinuated, they can work with radiation water. They can drink anything radiated. They don't care.
Yeah.
Unless it's basically saying maybe it's just so radioactive where they just need that, essentially that stuff to keep themselves from going feral.
Mm.
Maybe some places don't need it. I don't know. I don't know what they're trying to.
Yeah.
But to be honest, I'm not really against it. So
yeah,
it seems
okay.
To work.
I was okay with it because it was just another like element to that character where I think it kind of makes sense maybe why he's this character. Because with that character we haven't mentioned yet, we see a lot of the past of this universe through him, like before the bombs dropped and stuff, like flashbacks.
Those were some of the best. I actually really enjoyed the
flashbacks. Those are awesome.
I mean,
yeah.
The whole first scene where they drop the bombs.
Such a crazy intro.
You got them with the fucking first one, and then they hit like four more, and that's happening all around the world, dude. Like,
that's Fallout, baby.
That's Fallout. Crawl out through the Fallout.
It's interesting, too, that it's almost like we found out, isn't he searching for his family, he said?
Yeah, he's searching
for
his wife and kid.
Where are they?
Probably in a vault. They remember
like
that nice fancy
shit.
Vault.
Want to get into a special vault.
Yeah, she's got the manager vault type of work.
Yeah.
Do you think that's
deluxe,
like in California, like where the show is, basically?
No.
No.
More than likely, she's in Vault 31.
Huh. Interesting.
I wouldn't doubt that. If that's how they combine the two stories.
Like in that storage thing?
Yeah, because now he's going all the way to New Vegas to go find this dude because he has information, and it's going to be like...
That could make sense because from her perspective, too, it would almost be like maybe just wait until everything's fixed or something, too.
And that's going to bring everybody back to Vault 31 at the end, which will bring them back to Norm and bring everybody back to Chet. If Chet's even alive next season, who knows what happens next season? He might get killed mid-season and, like, you know...
I don't know.
But who knows? Like, I hope not, because Chet, even though, like, super fucking weird, he thought he was hilarious. It's, again, that...
Dude wanted to fuck his cousin.
I know. It's super fucking weird, but, like...
I loved you, Lucy.
Were just a good comedy duo together, and, like, you know, that's Fallout, you know? That's Vault Life.
That's Vegas, baby.
The comedy was pretty, like, just goofy and stupid in this at points, too.
Yeah. Mm.
It's the Fallout goofiness that everyone loves from the games.
I like that part.
You'll see some of the most stupidest like references even in the background, as dark jokes as they are.
I like that a lot of that was through like that, like I guess the romance between like Lucy and Maximus, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel like that in a lot of things I would be like, oh my god, they're doing this shit. But like in that, like it was almost just like they knew it was stupid and like kind of like we're rolling with that almost.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Where they were kind of like, okay, like, we got to do this, but, like, we are going to just make it kind of funny and, like...
And
Lucy just wants to get laid, man.
Yeah.
I kind of had that moment at first when they, like, started... When, like, he, like, dove through the building to catch her from the bullet or whatever in the...
Oh, yeah, no, exactly.
I had that moment where she's
like... You're
like,
oh, they're
going to
do this shit.
She's like, I want to fuck that.
Yeah, and he's just like... Dude, is this really what they're
going to
do?
But they leaned into it being, like, stupid almost.
Yeah, and it worked for the show, honestly. Hmm. Like, I feel like I appreciated it a lot.
Especially she was hesitant, too, towards him, even, like, when she finds him later stuck in the suit.
Yeah.
She's actually hesitant. She's
I'm not sure
if I can really trust you. I keep getting fucked.
Through a lot at that point.
I've been really fucked by a lot of people. Not in the way I really want, either. So, you know.
Let me the fuck out. I'm sweating.
I don't know if I
trust.
Please. I'm stewing in my own shit right now. I've been in here for fucking so long. I'm
sweating like crazy.
God. Rad roaches.
God damn.
Dude, I like the sound effects too. Speaking of that, like,
oh, the sound effects are fantastic.
For whether it's the Pit Boy sound effects or even the creature, like the rad roaches, they use the rad roach like sound effects from the games in there.
Right.
Getting all these cool. It felt like every sound effect was an Easter egg. Every little thing, her destroying the Mr. Handy robot even made the same effect
creatures or like enemies did we get in this season? We got like the Mr. Handy, I guess.
We got Yaogwai.
Raiders.
The Yaogwai also.
The Yaogwai.
That, dude, worst knight got his ass whooped while in power armor by a Yaogwai.
Yaogwai, Brotherhood of Steel,
they don't make
NCR.
NCR got mentioned and then maybe shown a little bit, but like,
and that started
like,
the seventh
like the
one, right?
They're like dead now. Actually, they
we saw that
shot.
Armor.
Well, those were probably people who used to be part of the NCR and now just are kind of bumming it.
Yeah.
Finding scraps of ways to find cash.
Like,
but it was
like
still dope, though,
out.
Like where you saw the armor and
the
everything.
The Ranger armor? Oh, yeah. I love the Ranger armor is the best armor from New Vegas.
It looks so good in this, too.
And when they were definitely, like, hitting that note with the theme there. Like, that hit
oh, yeah.
my heart.
That was, like I said, like they had a hint of it in that episode.
Yeah.
I can't believe I missed it the first time. Then once I go back to it, I'm like, how did I miss that?
Dude, so
and then, of course, in the very finale, we have the big, big reveal of next season. We're going to fucking New Vegas.
Yeah, dude. That is some exciting news.
Oh, shit. Fucking Kyle MacLachlan is fucking going to New Vegas.
There was definitely some shit that went down there, honestly. Based on what based on what it kind of looked like already, it looked like maybe the fall of the NCR. It looks like, I don't know what the hell could be happening, but, it all goes down to, like,
what ending did they pick?
Yeah.
What ending did they pick and like how did
and unfortunately
influence?
They're gonna piss people off no matter what with,
oh, totally.
What they do with
you know,
that.
What does Betty say when you know he's like people are gonna be mad about this.
I think either way as long as
like,
they keep as long as they make it so that one of the
people
the endings works
about
though
something.
Yeah,
oh,
they just gotta make it so that one of the endings is canon, you know, as long as they don't say fuck you to all of them.
But the thing is it's even the fact that it's showing it on big screen in such a vibrant and wonderful way, you know, like how could you be mad at such a piece of like, you know, creativity and like dedication, devotion to the IP. You do not get this from the Halo show. You do not get this from the Lord of the Rings.
Halo season 2 just wrapped up. Anyone care?
Rings of Power, you know, fucking all these other shows that are just coming on, you know, coming back and trying to like take on the IPs. I mean, this is a brand new one, but like again, this is a hard one to do because this is a video game adaptation, and those are critically like.
Dude,
like,
Halo's
these guys
actually,
felt like they did their homework and they're actually
they
fans.
They
Halo's actually good. Master Chief just wanted to take off his helmet for a little bit.
No,
shut up.
Don't
speak of that.
Absolutely wrong.
Silence. I wish not to hear about Halo
just
right
kidding.
Now.
That show sucked ass. I only saw like the first two episodes. And I was like, this is terrible.
It's just disappointing that we keep getting these like, you know, they disrespect the IPs and you know what? They're not hitting their target audience.
That's why
and that's such
I
a
had...
huge problem. You are wasting so much money to produce a show that's meant for your target audience and you do none of the research or homework.
Or why
that
not produce
not
content? Why not produce content that people aren't producing as much either or something too? Because like Prime Video's been doing that I think a lot too where like it's a lot of R stuff.
Oh yeah.
Like Invincible, The Boys and stuff like that.
Oh,
and
yep.
even this.
Boys.
I think they're going to be huge. Well, Invincible and The Boys already are, but I think this is going to be too because it's just you see they put a lot of budget into it. It's a like movie quality production and fucking some of the episodes are really movie length too, so it's just great cast, just everything is at top tier levels, you know
even down to the titles of the episode. I just want to make note too here that episode one is called The End, And episode 8 is called The Beginning.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, it plays off, you know, very similar to Loki, how it's like glorious purpose at the first and last episodes.
Yeah.
You know, glorious I purpose. Really do like how, even down to the titles of these episodes, they are done in like...
Well, I see why they did that care. Too, because in the first episode, they're showing you the end of the regular
right,
world.
Right.
You know?
And then the beginning of this new one.
Yeah.
Like, the titles of each episode sound actually a lot like the quests, like names that you would see like in
Absolutely.
Fallout.
Yeah.
Because that is exactly, I think they basically do in Fallout 3 quest, a lot of those things where it's like the beginning is, I swear one of the quests is, it's very similar where it's like the
now
beginning and the
here's
end.
Here's a question for you guys. Obviously, the house always wins, but where do you think Mr. House is in this universe since we've kind of gotten a glimpse at him? Potentially
a glimpse because of Robco.
Because of Robco.
It did look like him.
He looked very much like Mr. House.
It looked like I would imagine.
And if we're going to New Vegas, you know, it wouldn't surprise me that in the last episode when they show Mr. House and they show New Vegas, you know where we're going with this.
I feel like you're definitely going to have to get some Mr. House if they already kind of flashed that right there.
Absolutely. It looked like New Vegas was kind of a little Vegas was kind of a little fucked up though.
Oh yeah, that's what I mean is like I feel like the NCR the fall of the NCR and everything really, you know, it's one of those situations where if we don't get Yes Man 2, that just popped into my hand. We better see Yes Man, Victor, fucking.
That's why I kind
of Springs.
I do feel, for some reason I feel like they're going with the Yes Man ending, even though I want that Mr. House to be in this one.
Yeah.
In the next season, because
dude, they could have gotten Matthew Perry to come in and play fucking the live action Benny.
Dude, they better have Victor.
I just have a feeling that New Vegas is probably going to be dead. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like New Vegas is like probably. Lived its life and is probably going to be in ruins by the time we get to go see it in the show, would be really sad to see.
That could be very interesting too, if like.
But why would he be going there?
Probably some information.
Somebody's pulling the strings. They're there, I guess.
What, remember we get a bit of Mr. House. Mr. House lore. He's not exactly on Vault Tech side. He works with them essentially as business partners.
Right.
So it's. Possibly he also knows some information about that type of stuff from the meetings.
Mm.
But I don't know. Like, if they go, I do hope they don't do Mr. House dirty too, because I loved Mr. House's character.
Of course, Mr.
We're gonna
House
fuck
is one
it
of the
up.
Best characters in all of the lore.
Just because he's got dude. Like if this is essentially the
you know what I mean.
Mr. House ending, but Mr. House got fucked up by got fucked over because he was supposed to do deals with the NCR, and then the NCR essentially got blown up, and he kind of fucked up his plans.
Right.
If you start seeing like a Mr. House that's just like trying to pick up the pieces because he's like has to start over again.
If we got to see New Vegas Radio.
That would be awesome.
And they go there and like open up the building and it's like it's ran by like a machine and the machine's like talking to them. It's Mr. New Vegas or something.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Because Mr. New Vegas is supposedly a machine, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's just he's not an actual person in the game.
But who is
Mr. New Vegas?
Oh, Mr. New Vegas.
Yeah. He's just a voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could be cool because you didn't get to do that in the game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just another thing they could explore that
I wouldn't doubt
was in the game, but you didn't get to actually explore it really in the game.
Dude, New Vegas is actually just a ghost town with nothing but robots now.
Well, I mean, that's
just run by
Mr.
House is just doing everything.
I'm just excited to see that like in live action.
But if that's the case, you know they're going to show glimpses of it on screen
of like what led to it and everything.
What led to it, and that's what you're going to see is you're going to that would be kind of sick, honestly.
Dude, flashback to the
fall of New Vegas on screen.
Dude, we get
holy crap, that would be insane.
Dude. Get flashbacks to like the Battle of Hoover Dam type of you just get clips of that type
that would
stuff
be
and then
insane.
The downfall
just getting pieces of the courier. If we don't get the courier you're missing out,
dude.
Fallout.
I swear
well, you guys know why this show I think what big part of it why it was so good besides like the Amazon like we said like they've been doing really good with content
money
similar to this and giving
funding.
It like a good
fans
budget and everything. Jonathan Nolan helped write this and create
yes.
it
yeah,
who's
Christopher
Nolan's brother helped write but The Dark Knight and some of his other movies
and
stuff.
Nolan's have been on a roll
and
this year.
It has that cinematic
right like it kind of reminded me of like some of the Nolan movies at points
totally especially with
Nolan's...
a lot of the action scenes you know
Because he did that show Westworld, too, and I feel like that was kind of the same way, where it kind of reminded me of that.
I can see some inspiration from that.
He's not, like, a direct copy, though. Like, I think he kind of has that, like, almost realistic quality, similar to Christopher Nolan. But he's willing to, like, be a little bit more goofy, I think, at points in Christopher Nolan and stuff like that, too.
Has his own little touch to it, yeah.
Yeah.
He just Christopher Nolan, I don't think, would do the humor that was in this.
Yeah, he's got the same artistic skills, yeah, but just does his own fucking way.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm really liking a lot of his stuff. I think Westworld was a good show. I think its first... season was, like really strong in particular.
Yeah. Yeah, the first season was very good.
But then it kind of started to go a little bit downhill after that. But really, really good show. And I think he's a really talented person making a lot of these movies and shows nowadays. Absolutely. You know? So if he's on board, it's like, I really hope they are able to keep him.
Definitely.
Because he directed 3 out of the 8 episodes. I think he did the pilot one.
What if Christopher Nolan
and two others?
What if he's actually just a huge fan of Fallout 2 and this is just his love child type of a show?
Christopher Nolan's just afraid to go like full nerd like this.
He always has to get his brother involved. But I love this series. It's just
They can't know I'm a Fallout fan.
They can never know I'm literally the biggest fanboy. Just opens a closet full of all the every like souvenir collectible just all right there. Even the shitty fucking 76 things. I got these just because I had to. I just have to collect them all.
But any final thoughts from you boys?
I mean, I could go on and on about this, whole first season. You know, there's so much to pick apart. There's so many little Easter eggs and so much love and work that went into this craft.
Yeah, like, I'm excited to watch it again with, like, people that haven't seen it yet. That's always fun to do.
That is going to be a good time, you know, introducing it to people, especially people who don't know about the Fallout universe. This is going to be an awesome opportunity to get people interested in the Fallout universe.
Oh, that would be actually great.
And you know, fingers crossed for another game that, you know...
If this brings interest to the franchise, which, like I said, I think it's really going to, like... Sometimes it's just their hand gets forced, you know, where it's like, okay, absolutely, we kind of have to make now.
Rewatching these makes me want to replay the games as it is.
I was already on it.
I was already playing Fallout 3 before last couple of weeks before this came out, and just replaying again was just so much fun, and I can't wait to replay New Vegas. And then the Fallout 4 next gen thing is finally coming out too, even though that game's like, what, close to 10 years old now?
Yeah.
Wasn't 2015?
Yep.
Yeah, it's like,
I think
it's like took them 9 years, but it's finally the next gen patch out.
9 years.
I think it's April 25th it comes out. But that'll be fun to play.
A lot of work goes into it, and you know, we appreciate all the work that those people do for the community. Even though it takes long, like, I feel like the developers must be so stressed, you know, and under fire.
And they helped with this game too, it seemed like. Bethesda got a credit, so I'm sure they like had input with this to make it like accurate with certain lore things and shit like that.
Thanks, Todd. Very cool.
It's not restoring my hopes for 76, but it is restoring my hopes with Bethesda a little bit. So, and that's a rough road. So
it is.
A road of betrayal.
Yeah. but you know, if you hear me right now, Bethesda, Todd, you know, you're doing the right thing, and we appreciate it as fans. So.
Yeah. Mm. But I think this honestly joins like the top video game adaptations, like Last of Us and other stuff. It's it's very rare we get like ones this good. But it's also funny that some of the best ones that have been this good are like the ones that are also the mature ones as well.
Right. It kind of makes sense. Most of the games that you adapt anyway are usually mature games. Mm. So. And they've just have the balls to actually keep it mature.
No, exactly. I think it's just respectable a lot of the time. And then when they decide to kind of not do that and make it PG or PG-13. Mm-hmm. You can kind of just see the studio interference where they're like,
right,
well, we need to make this so that we can sell tickets or like it can sell money and like,
or sell all toys.
And all the families can watch it and everything.
I never understood that. I remember as a kid, there used to be just toys even for rated R movies all the time. Never stopped.
Oh, yeah.
Merchandise.
It's just people
They're
have
called
got
action figures, Simon.
How dare you?
People have just gotten more, I think.
You're going to stop me from playing with my Predator action figure? It never stopped me. It was rated R, baby.
He just got more scared of that sort of stuff, I think, you know?
Yeah.
They just don't want to, like, have their kids playing with R-rated or seeing R-rated stuff. Like, when we were kids, like we saw R-rated movies and everything. Aliens, but I think that doesn't happen as much nowadays.
I watched Aliens with my dad when I was like 5, and Starship Troopers even when it just as young. I love that stuff. Mm-hmm.
This is definitely. Well, let's make a warning though. This is definitely not for kids. I don't think you should show Fallout to a kid.
No, you should definitely not.
That first episode showing, alone, like honestly, I mean, that's going to be their introductory, and that's probably the one that's the most.
I mean, if you
like,
don't want your kid becoming such a badass, sure, don't show him this.
I mean, no. I mean,
it's a great show. No. He's not. He's probably going to think it's awesome, but damn, he's going to see a lot of gore.
Yeah, a lot more than gore.
Yeah,
I mean, I'd like it as a kid.
He's gonna see. He's gonna see someone's right. fucking face looking like some Dead Space shit. It like,
is, well, that's definitely Ghoul Goggins
TV
anyway.
Do not watch with your kids.
You're gonna see someone's foot, their toe hanging off by a fucking thread.
That was a grody. That was a grody scene. That was so. I'm like, that's awesome, but horrific.
Yeah, there's some.
There's some really good shock. You know,
it's scenes. Like on some of the Boys level shit, but. I think the lightheartedness of the show and not being as stressful as that show definitely helps with some of that stuff.
They literally had like an aliens scene where it's like, remember where the mutant salamander fucking hybrids coming out of a pregnant woman eating her alive?
Oh,
right
that
after.
Was,
like,
yeah, that was fucked.
Oh, dude, that scene was so uncomfortable.
That's like the stuff that you'd see in the old sci-fi movies. that were just like, oh, that's brutal, bro.
Yeah, the whole show, very brutal. Very brutal. Very outlandish and outlawish.
But that's one of the things that's fucking, like, one of the best qualities about it. Because as we know with Fallout games, like, you bat someone, you blow off their head.
Yeah,
like,
bloody mess.
You have things like Bloody Mess where it's even more just... Brutal. Insanely violent.
Ghoul Goggins at the show, cannibal like, perk.
It did that. And I like how in the first episode they really had slow-mo scenes like with some of the violence or like the people getting shot and stuff.
Dude,
where it was really like Vats.
I was about to say that felt like a reference to Vats during those scenes. You're like,
it wasn't like Zack Snyder where you're like, why the fuck are you doing this? Like you just keep doing slow-mo for no reason.
Which Rebel
guys,
Moon,
guess what? Rebel Moon in a week.
Oh god.
We got a Rebel Moon review, Silas.
Why do you hate me? Why do you hate me so?
Matt, Marty, you gotta watch the fucking Rebel Moon 1 so you can join us for Rebel Moon Part 2.
No.
Don't subject him to that.
I didn't even watch the first part, so I'm good on the second. I didn't hear anything good about it.
Stay away from it, please. You don't want that. You don't want it. Once you watch it, you're not gonna... You're just going to be scarred forever.
Yeah, no.
Your brain's going to be like half of it's going to be limping for the rest of
its
life.
Maybe wait for the Snyder cut.
No.
Of each.
Maybe
not. You want to watch that 4-hour version to really take it in.
Yeah, no.
But I think that about wraps it up for this one. It's a positive review from all of us.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Definitely check it out. All 8 episodes are out now, which it wasn't just... We got all access
Amazon
to all
Prime
of them. They're
video.
They're all out now, actually. So
if you're a Fallout fan, this will definitely make your penis explode, as
yes.
Maximus would say,
like a pimple.
Explode.
So uncomfortable.
Yeah, like I couldn't believe that. I couldn't believe that was a line in the show. I was like, what?
Granted, we got the first episode where some dude was just playing with himself in the bunker.
I laughed so hard. I was like, oh my god, dude. Zero charisma.
But check it out, Pose. We think you'll like it. It definitely follows suit with the great stuff they've had on Amazon Prime recently. So
yeah.
And if you're a Fallout fan, you'll definitely be happy with it. And it's an easy binge. I watched like 4 episodes in a row last night, easy.
Yeah,
I watched the whole series.
Once you get to like the middle, once you get to the middle of the show, they become more like 40 minutes ish. So it gets really easy to, I think, like
keep
fly
going.
Through them at a point.
It's like what the beginning and the end are the only.
Yeah, it's like the beginning. The beginning's like 77. That's the longest, and then the end. Yeah, they start to become like more like 60 again.
I think
but
the cliffhangers too definitely like make it hard to not want to.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's why I had to keep watching the whole time.
So,
stop.
It's an easy episode, easy binge, all 8 episodes. We got through it in like 2 days. So, yeah, check it out, guys. And we hope you will like it. And we'll see you on the next one. Thanks for joining us, Marty.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Leon and Silas, for having me. And thank you, the audience, for listening.
And we all hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Go watch Grill TV content and... Two Pose in a Pod on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook. You'll also find us on.
Grill TV,
we're pretty much on everything.
You blew my mind.
Grill TV is even on TikTok now, isn't it?
Yeah. We're on TikTok.
I thought that was
banned.
We're
not doing anything yet, but it's out there. It's definitely, you can find it and subscribe or follow or whatever TikTok system is.
If the feds are listening, no, we're totally not on TikTok. Wink, wink.
What?
It's totally not.
They want to take TikTok down.
Is TikTok banned?
It's trying to be, I think,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, something like that. They're trying to ban it.
That makes sense.
Because it's basically Chinese spyware.
Get it before it's banned, folks.
Get
it before it's banned.
But we'll see you for that Rebel Moon review.
Good luck to you two for that.
We're going to need it.
I will not be there. Best of luck.
Marty, screw you.
Till next time.
Adios.
See you on the next one.
Later.
Bye.
Bye. Do-do-do-do-do-do.